This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, last segment of the day, and we're just trying to get hold of Jazz Money, aren't we?
Mooney, yes.
Jazz Mooney. There you go.
Good morning, Jazz.
Hello. Hi.
How are you this morning on this fine Saturday?
It's bloody glorious in Melbourne. I haven't been here for ages, and the sun is shining.
It's not a bad day, is it? It's going to be hot, though. It's only, I don't know, 22 or so at the moment. It's still got a bit to go.
It's a big relief coming down from New South Wales, where I feel like it's been very hard to see blue skies for the last few months. Oh.
So why are you in Melbourne, Jazz? What's brought you to Melbourne, apart from, talking to us?
You guys, firstly. blue skies and the beautiful Black and Bright Festival, which is being held over this weekend for First Nations writers.
That's right. And you're doing a Rainbow Words session. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It's the Savo at 2:30 at the Wheeler Centre, and it's myself, Ellen Van Nierven, and SJ Norman in conversation, moderated by Daniel Browning, which I think is just going to be delightful because I love all those people so much and they're all so clever and smart. But, they're all queer First Nations writers, and I think we're all going to do a little reading and also just talk about, what it is to write black and queer, be black and queer.
Mm. Now, for listeners out there, I wrote my PhD on the very topic of being black and queer. But tell us, Jazz, about some of the histories that you've found out about queer Indigenous people from, maybe some of the research or some of the thoughts that you've had around with your poetry. Anything emerge from that?
I think one of the things that I often return to is just how homophobia is a brought thing to these shores, right? And that colonisation really stripped the sacredness from queer Indigenous folk. And that I think, we know that in and of ourselves, but it's so important to be held in that strength and in our community.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I mean, colonisation has brought homophobia along with it, and Christianity too, which is kind of the impetus of...
Well, they go hand in hand,
well,
don't they?
Well, they do indeed.
So to speak.
But one of the fascinating things about homophobia within the Indigenous community is the display of, and this comes back to whiteness and LGBTQ+. You know, when we think about the term LGBT or gay or lesbian or trans, because of the attachment of whiteness.
It's a white term.
It's a white term. But when I was doing my PhD, there was, people would talk about, they weren't homophobic because I was gay. They were homophobic because I've colonized. So the difference there was I no longer see you as black. I now see you as white because of my attachments to what gay is or lesbian is.
Okay.
Which is really fascinating insight into kind of the diversity of homophobia and the concepts behind that.
Because I think, a lot of people would perhaps think that, what Todd has said, I get that. So homophobia or discriminating against someone who is same-sex attracted, for example, in a First Nations community is an imported concept.
Mm.
It's not actually something that has an historical base in First Nations people. Is that correct?
Just?
As I understand it, yeah. I believe that, we all know about how structural oppressions work, right? And when people are being oppressed, they're going to find a way to hierarchically push down. And it seems like that's what was done, that queer First Nations folk were the first kind of criminalized and vilified, yeah. and that sort of has fed into the Indigenous community, but as an import of that structural discrimination that the coloniser brought.
And what are some of the organisations or communities doing to kind of undo that legacy, Jazz, that you're hearing? Are they doing anything?
Well, Black Rainbow, they're deadly.
Yeah, so you've got Black Rainbow, which is an organisation in Sydney. Here in Melbourne, we have Koori Prime Victoria.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
And what are some of the work that Black Rainbow are doing?
Lifting up our queer Indigenous youth. And you know what? Actually, I probably don't know enough about it. I'm not so much working in that activist space, I know they're doing really deadly work.
Yeah, there's some amazing community organisations out there that are doing fantastic work, particularly with our young queer Indigenous people. So is this event today at the Wheeler Centre being broadcast? Can our listeners also listen in, or is it going to be uploaded later?
Yes, absolutely. I believe it is being live streamed, and it is also free of charge. And if you happen to be in the middle of the city, come down, because I think it's going to be really beautiful.
Well, you're just going to have a barrage of young LGBTQ plus people with their H&M bags walking into the Wheeler Centre.
And wondering what this is all about.
And hearing some black queers talk about being black and queer. It sounds like a delightful Saturday afternoon, if I'm being completely honest.
They might learn something.
I have the hot tip as well that I think SJ is going to be doing a smutty reading from Permafrost, which I can't wait for that.
So run us through who's doing the readings today. Just again.
We've got Ellen Van Nieuwen, S.J. Norman, myself, and Daniel Browning as the host.
And where's the Wheeler Centre?
Wheeler Centre is at the State Library.
There you go.
It's perfect. State Library.
Yeah. I know where it is. I just the listeners need. I don't want to go into the. I don't want to go into the wrong place. You know.
You're right. Get to the State Library. You'll find it there on the corner.
Yes.
On the opposite corner from Macca.
Yeah. That's not my restaurant.
No, that's not your restaurant. It used to be a car dealership, wasn't it?
That's right. Something like that.
Anyways, look, Jazz, is there anything else that our listeners should know about what it's like to be black and queer these days?
It's great. Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best intersections of the best communities. who could want for more? I think it's so easy to define our different communities by the deficits, but the strength and beauty that is held within them is so much greater than that. And holding that power is, I think, the most important thing for queer First Nations mob.
Yeah, and look, you know, throughout the today's show, we've heard from Julianne, who wrote the book about the idea of Australia, search for the soul of the nation, and spoke to multicultural Australia. And I wonder, where are we going, Jazz, particularly as we start to talk about treaty and we start to talk about all of these things to do with queerness and identity and culture? It seems that Australia is progressing to a particular point, but where do you see us heading?
I hope it's a good thing. It is interesting, though. I feel like even in the last 10 years, the way that queer and trans rights have been
elevated,
accelerating and elevated in our community really, really gives me hope. Mm. And I think as we move forward with conversations about treaty, I really hope that we're moving into a world that is based on respect and love and but then I think about the actual political system of the country and I want to cry. So I don't know, it's somewhere between the two.
Well, without hope there is never an outcome.
Who'd you steal that one from, Matt?
I'm pro quote.
Without hope there's never going to be an outcome.
Yeah,
because hope is something you can transfer to other people to get them towards an outcome. My father used to say that.
There you go.
There's no outcome without hope.
And what's your hope, Jazz?
That's a big question. I'm hoping for treaty. That's a good one to start with. I'm hoping to be able to grow up my grow up my kids in a world that is better than the one that I got, but yeah. honours all the strengths and importance of our ancestors while moving forward together to betterness.
Great. You have a lovely event at the Wheeler Centre at the State Library starting at 2:30, is that right?
Yeah, starting at 2:30.
There you go.
There's events all day and they're all looking really, really great. Yeah. So
but this is the one to get.
This is the extra poofta one, but if folks can't get down, there's stuff across the whole day.
Good stuff.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for giving us your time this morning. Good luck this afternoon and enjoy the weather as well.
Thank you so much, both of you. It was really lovely to have a yarn.
Thanks, cheers. Jazz.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.